Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast exploring how to deal effectively with conflict, actual and potential, good and bad. Engaging guests discuss a range of insights, and I cover tips and topics based on my 35-year fascination with conflict and my experience helping people with it. I'm your host, Jane Bettel, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. VUCA with one A becomes VUCA with two A's, courtesy of Peter Schein. Way back in March 2020, I published two episodes about VUCA. I was prompted by a message to the membership sent by the chair of the International Association of Facilitators, addressing the, quote, interesting and challenging, end quote, times we were living in as COVID-19 spread across the globe. Part 1, published on March 18, 2020, episode 64, covered the general concept of VUCA. Part 2, published on March 25, 2020, episode 65, was focused on how well the concept applied to those challenging times. VUCA, or V-U-C-A, is an acronym describing a concept that was developed by the U.S. Army War College to describe the world after the end of the Cold War, a world that was more volatile, V, uncertain, U, complex, C, and ambiguous, A. In March 2020, it was easy to think that VUCA applied to the circumstances of that time, but would not necessarily stay with us. And yet, here we are. Peter Schein talked with me in episode 361, published 2 weeks ago, about his book, Humble Inquiry, The Gentle Art of Asking Instead of Telling, which was published earlier this year. In the book, Peter refers to VUCA with two A's, and the second A stands for anxiety. Difficult enough to deal with volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, anxiety affects our ability to handle every one of those. What can we do about it all in the context of conflict? First, we can recognize that we come from different perspectives. Some of us deal with volatility better than others, or we may value certainty so much that we would prefer to get bad news now and start to deal with it, and choose to forego opportunities to wait a little longer for a possibly better outcome. And someone else may fully disagree with that approach. What's complex to me may seem relatively simple to you. And ambiguity comes with context. If I know a lot about the situation, I may need very little of the additional detail that others do. Anxiety? Again, we come from different perspectives. Another person's anxiety may be different from ours. It may spring from a different perspective. It may be easy to see or not. VUCA, with two A's, may be our new norm. We will benefit from recognizing that we won't all experience it or deal with it the same way. And we can exercise as much grace as we can muster.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please tell a friend, share it, leave a rating or review. When you spread the word, more people have a chance to enjoy the show. You can also sign up for new weekly episodes on your favorite app, whatever setting works best for you, and is free. You don't need to pay to listen. You can also find the show at craftingsolutionstoconflict.com. Comments or ideas? Let me know. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettel.